Certainly, but you're right. There is an emergency meeting being held in Brussels today, and the NATO allies are gathering together. And while they all agree, seemingly, that Russia's invasion into Georgia, the Republic of Georgia, must be squarely confronted, some of the major European powers, though, are a little cool to the idea that the U.S. is pushing, which is that perhaps the allies should consider scaling back ties with Moscow. In an interview with the BBC's Jonathan Marcus, British Foreign Secretary David Miliband had this to say.
I think we should ensure that we engage with Russia in a hard-headed way. Russia is a member of the G8, but that doesn't prevent the G7 from acting as a G7. But I don't believe that a policy of isolating Russia is going to work. We need to make sure that we engage in a clear way that makes absolutely plain to Russia the consequences of its actions, the consequences of its misadventures.
For a closer look, we're joined now by BBC correspondent Nick Childs, who's following the story for us from London. Hey there, Nick.
Hello there.
So what did they accomplish in the NATO emergency meeting today?
Well, they came out with a declaration which was fairly strong in certain areas, but pretty short on concrete action, I think. And I think that will, although Condoleezza Rice, the US Secretary of State, denied it, will disappoint the Americans to some extent. There are areas they all could agree on. They're clearly getting more impatient about the fact that the Russians don't seem to be moving out of Georgia on the ground. So the NATO Secretary General said, the Russians need to honour their part of the peace agreement, and there's no sign that they're doing that at the moment. They talked about seriously considering the implications of NATO-Russian relations, but there wasn't anything specific in terms of programs being abandoned or anything. There won't be any high-level NATO-Russian meetings, it looks like, for some time, but they're not being abandoned. So I think maybe the Americans would have liked it to go a bit further. What they have said, though, is that they will step up their consultations with Georgia. So I think the message, really, the question is whether it's a strong enough message as far as Washington's concerned. The message really from NATO is, if the Russians think that they're going to be able to suck the Georgians back into their sphere of influence, actually what they're doing on the ground at the moment is achieving the opposite effect.
So was there any talk about other countries in the region? Because there's been concern about them as well, the Ukraine, Estonia.
Yes, that's right. That was the other element of what NATO will actually do now. They're going to set up a joint commission with Georgia to look at how they can increase their cooperation, and they're going to have an early meeting of a similar commission that's already been set up between NATO and Ukraine next week. So that's about as far as they've gone in terms of concrete action. As I say, if you like to send a message to Russia that if you think that what you're doing is rebalancing the sphere of influence, actually what we think you're doing is having the opposite effect. Whether Russia cares at this stage at the moment, given that it holds so many cards actually on the ground, is another matter.
Nick, we don't have that much time left. I'm going to ask you a question that we could really talk about for an hour, but let's go behind the smoke screen. None of this is surprising, and Russia certainly wasn't expecting anything more than just words. And it's very clear that the United States has already been backing the Republic of Georgia for some time. So the idea that there would be increased contact, that's not surprising either. What really is the message to Russia here?
I think it's very much that it's on notice, if you like. I don't think NATO really knows what the full-scale implications or the long-term implications necessarily are, and they're hoping Russia will take note of what they're saying now. But Russia may just as equally take note of the fact that there clearly are some stresses and strains within NATO about how far to go in terms of sending a message, how far to go in terms of reducing ties, even perhaps potentially cutting them off, because there are interests at stake for both sides.
Nick Childs, many thanks. Nick Childs reports for the BBC, and he was coming to us from London.